Aretha.
This is Simone.
And this is Clean Air.
We're back.
So we wanted to share with you because we've dealt with this. We've all dealt with this.
All of us.
And we wanted to give you some ideas, tools, tips on how to deal with rejection.
Properly and functionally and biblically.
Yes. Yes. Most importantly, biblically.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of ways to deal with rejection and most of them are not biblically.
Yes, and it comes in different formats. It's not always, you know, when dealing with the opposite sex, it's not a breakup kind of situation or somebody, you know, swiping the wrong direction. But it's like, you know, it can happen when you didn't get that job, when, you know, 3 out of 4 people in your office went to lunch together and you're like, I was hungry too. Mm-hmm. It can come in any form or fashion. And so we've all felt it and we really wanted to, we felt it. I felt it a lot.
Yes, so, definitely.
Yes. And so we just wanted to help you guys along the journey of rejection because there's some really awesome, wonderful stuff at the end of it. And God says a lot about who we are so that we don't have to feel rejected for long.
Mm-hmm. So that's the number one thing, actually, is to remember who God says that you are.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, a lot of times when it comes to rejection, we take it personally. We take a lot of things impersonally, but rejection is all about you. They don't like me for this reason. They didn't pick me for this. I didn't get, you know, I didn't get to go here because of this thing about myself, and I'm awful. But we need to remember that God loves us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, before the sun and the moon was created, he was thinking of us. There are so many scriptures about it. And so we need to remember, first and foremost, God loves us. We are part of his family, and he wants the best for us.
I think that's an awesome point, Saritha, because sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but this girl, in the past, I've been really guilty about trying to change things about myself to kind of fit, like, why didn't they invite me to lunch? Do I need to be more vocal about what I'm eating? Do I need to walk in the office like, I'm really craving some Chipotle today? And I've found myself wanting to adjust and growing in Christ and learning to remember who I am and remembering that, okay, maybe God has it for them to cultivate that relationship. Maybe God has it for me to stay here. Maybe the angels of meal prep will make this healthy food taste good today so I don't have to feel bad. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I appreciate that. That's super clutch.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is that we have to remember that not everybody's path is the same. You know, just like in my previous example, sometimes I have to remember that maybe it's for that relationship to be cultivated. Maybe they need advice from someone. Maybe whatever the situation may be. I'm just referring to one particular example just to be consistent. But remembering that it's not always about you and removing myself from the equation helps me to kind of look at the bigger picture a little bit to say maybe there's something in it that this person needs and maybe there's something in exclusion that I need.
Yeah, so often we compare gifts. We compare lives. A lot of the times we see someone that we may have started off in the same path with, and then we go into different directions, and then we start comparing and contrasting of whose life is better, when we need to be focused and think about the fact that our life is our life. The path that God has set out before us is special and unique to us, and it does mean that we can't do everything, but the things that we do get to do will be perfect for us.
Yes, the word says that our gifts will make room for us and put us before great men. And that's absolutely true. Our gifts are unique to us, but they will all make room for us. So even if this isn't my day, this isn't my moment, this isn't my solo, this isn't my opportunity, that doesn't mean that, oh, all is lost. Because that's not the kind of God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a completely infinite, limitless God. And nothing is reserved for just one person. But if we, again, remove ourselves from the equation, remember who we are in Christ and what God has said about who we are, then we can remember that, wait, my gifts will make room for me. So if it's not this, that's cool, because what God has for me, lit.
And then when all that goes down and you do feel the rejection, how you respond is going to separate you from the world. This is one of the distinguishing factors of a Christian, in that, hey, something bad happened. How am I going to respond? Am I going to respond negatively or positively? And positively doesn't mean that you just take it on the chin and keep moving.
Exactly.
But what it means is that, hey, how do I even you know, deal with this in excellence? How do I pray for someone who's hurt me? How do I, you know, bless my enemies? How do I figure out the situation post rejection if you have to still continue to be around this person? I know for me, well, for me, a lot of times it's like friendships. I'm not friends with a lot of people that I would want to be friends with. Some of that is just because I'm very introverted and I can't figure out how to get outside of myself to talk to someone. And that is a hard thing.
While she's talking to y'all. No. While she's talking to you guys.
There's no one in this room.
So, what?
Y'all don't count. You're like part of me now. It's like talking to myself. But that happens when you're in a big place and you want to talk to someone and you can't figure out how, but you instantly already feel rejected because you think that they're not going to like you anyway. I'm sorry, I'm spiraling. Anyway,
girl, you better speak that truth.
Dealing with that, there's a lot of things within that. You're like, how can I be positive about this situation? How can I be positive in a work situation if I get passed over? How do I show love and appreciation to someone even when I feel slighted? And in those moments, God shows us how to reflect his character instead of what we want to do, which is wild out and be petty and be rude and tell them that we didn't want to be part of the little thing anyway.
I love what you said. It's super important that you're like, how do I still operate in excellence mm-hmm. even though I feel slighted? And I think that's what's important to remember, that you feel slighted, that's okay. And there is some validity in that. Mm-hmm. But the response is something that is almost separate from the way that you're feeling, in the sense that when I want to say mean things, I go out of my way to say something nice. If my boss does something I don't like, and in my mind I'm like, you know what I say? That's a pretty dress. Your hair looks really nice today. With any other teammate, I do the same thing, because it's a way to immediately disarm the enemy. I don't want to take credit for this quote because it's life-changing, and I'd like to think I'm that deep, but I heard once someone said, honor disarms the enemy. Mm-hmm. And when the enemy is like, yes, we have all of these weapons of your emotion to use, when you speak honorably in a situation where you were rejected, when you pray for that company and wish them well, even though they've let you go, when you pray not too hard, but a little bit about that ex that put you, you know, that kind of puts you to the side, like, may she be cute, but not this cute, you know? And the enemy is like, wait, I can't do anything with that. Mm-hmm. And the way that we respond is so important. And yeah, just like Saritha said, it's totally separate from the way that you're feeling. You may feel slighted, but it's so important to speak honorably over whatever it is that you feel rejected by, as you're also speaking honorably about yourself, speaking what the word says about who you are.
So true.
Yeah.
Another thing that helps me is remember that God doesn't have favorites. So yes, someone's getting blessed instead of you. That hurts.
Yes.
We agree in this. But it doesn't mean that God does not have something for you. His presents are not finite, in that when he gives to someone, it means that you don't get something. It just means that you didn't get that thing. But your thing is still in the mix. Your gifts are separate, so you don't have to worry about someone else's blessings. They got married, it's cool, someone's still coming for you.
That's
like
right.
They got a house, you can still get a house. It doesn't, you guys don't have to live in the same house, you know, you got houses on the hill.
Yes.
So don't worry about it.
Houses on houses.
Thank you. No does
rooms
not
got
mean
rooms.
So no sometimes means this is not for you, don't worry about it. No sometimes means this would hurt you right now, so wait for it and it'll come back around and then you'll be ready. No sometimes means not this thing, but that thing that you thought wasn't for you, that thing is for you. So learn how to figure out what rejection really means. It's that no doesn't mean denial of who you are. It just means denial of that thing. And there are other things for you to be dreaming about and working on and moving towards that have nothing to do with the thing that you didn't get.
Absolutely. And sometimes that very thing that we want and we're like,
right,
about is not even the best look. Sometimes we just want it because it's available and it may be better than what we have. And if we are just a little bit more patient and if we allow God to work in us for a little bit longer, then we can walk away with something where you're like, that was better than I could have asked or imagined.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Yes.
Don't mind
Amen.
If I do. Yes. And lastly, our story can inspire others. You know, the world is always watching. And even though it seems like we're in a society that could not care less about God sometimes, they really do look to us for the example. Mm-hmm. So when your friends know that you go to church, your coworkers know that you go to church, and you're in different scenarios, people are looking for you to respond in a way that looks different, even though they don't know what that different looks like. They're expecting you to do something that they wouldn't do. And it's a great, great witness to the people around us when we're able to say, you know what? I'm okay with the fact that God didn't have this for me. I know that what God has for me is better. Mm-hmm. I believe in everything that He's cultivating in me in this opportunity for me to be prepared for the thing that I want. And when the time comes, it will line up beautifully, and I trust that completely. So I'm not going to allow myself to dwell on this. I'm upset. You know, I might have a spoonful of ice cream in the midst of this upsetness, but I'm not going to do anything and react in a way that could completely thwart mm-hmm. the trajectory that I was already on.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to react in a way that's like, oh, throw it all away, just forget it. Then it's like, well, wait.
Right. Don't come take the baby with the bathwater.
Yes, you were still working towards something, and God is never not working. God is always present and always working. And even when we don't see God and we're like, I'm trying to figure out where God is in this. Here. Mm-hmm. Simple answer. Here. Things suck sometimes, but He's here. Mm. We're the ones who move. So we have to make sure that when we experience setbacks, when we feel like we have been rejected in one way or another, that we don't move away from God in the process, because people are watching and God is still working. And if we move away from what God's doing, we miss out on that opportunity, and we miss out on the opportunity for growth, and we miss out on the opportunity to witness, which is really what we're called to do, regardless of what line of work we're in.
Amen to all of that. And I really, really hope this helped you guys.
Yes.
My YouTube fam, go ahead and like, subscribe, comment, share all the goodies.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear moments of rejection that you felt. Your things that you have learned from rejection. You can hit us up on Twitter. We would just love to hear more about your testimony on that. Watch us on YouTube as well.
Please.
Go ahead and subscribe, because there's good stuff on there.
Yes.
www.cleanyourshow.com
yes.
for all of our goodies. And until next time,
have a good time. Bye.